Worship First podcast with Reverend Eleanor Colvin, pastor of First United Methodist Church in College Station, Texas. We thank you for joining us today and hope that this message inspires you. And remember, God is with you wherever you go.
The Lord is high above the heavens.
The Lord is high above the heavens.
And His glory above the nations.
And His glory above the nations.
The Lord is high above the heavens.
The Lord is high above the heavens.
And His glory above the nations.
And His glory above the nations.
Give God the highest praise, acknowledging Him always. And all the people say, Halle, Halle, Hallelujah.
Halle, Halle, Hallelujah.
Halle, Halle, Hallelujah.
Halle, Halle, Hallelujah.
The Lord is high above the heavens.
The Lord is high above the heavens.
And His glory above the nations.
And His glory above the nations.
The Lord is high above the heavens.
The Lord is high above the heavens.
And His glory above the nations.
And His glory above the nations.
Give God the highest praise, acknowledging Him always. And all the people say, Halle, Halle, Halle.
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 Halle, Halle.
Hallelujah.
I said the Lord is high above the heavens.
The Lord is high above the heavens.
And His glory above the nations.
And His glory above the nations.
I said the Lord is high above the heavens.
The Lord is high above the heavens.
And His glory above the nations.
And His glory above the nations.
Give God the highest praise, acknowledging Him always. And all the people say, Halle, Halle, Halle.
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 Hallelujah.
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 Please join us for a word of prayer.
Awesome God, we come before you this day giving you thanks. Giving you thanks for the beauty, the wonder, the joy of the day and the season. Giving you thanks for the gift of our Savior, whose life we celebrate. God, we thank you that you sent your Son so that we might have new life, so that we might be freed from the burdens that weigh us down, free from our sins, free from our inability to reflect your image that we were created in. Lord God, we thank you for the gift of Christ who has come to set all things right. We thank you for Christ incarnate living among us. Help us to pay attention, Lord God, in this season for signs of Christ alive in us and alive among us. Bless us, Lord God, to be a sign of Christ's love in this world for someone else. In Christ's holy name we pray. Amen. Amen.
We
We serve a generous and giving God, so don't forget to worship through your giving. You can give online by visiting firstcollegestation.org and clicking on the Giving tab. Remember FIRST as in the number ST. The ability to give is as close as your smartphone when you text GIVE to 979-399-8303 or download the Ministry One app. Don't forget, you can still give using the QR code on the bulletin online or mail your checks to the church at 1125 Welburn Road, College Station, Texas 77840. Thank you for your generosity.
Jesus, 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 what a wonder you are. Jesus, 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 what a wonder you are. Jesus, 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 what a wonder you are. Oh, Jesus, what a wonder you are. Jesus, 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 what a wonder you are. We call him Jesus, Jesus, what a wonder. What a wonder you are. You are the beautiful rose of Sharon. What a wonder you are. Oh, oh Jesus, what a wonder you are. Beautiful rose of Sharon. What a wonder you are. You are so beautiful. Yes, Lord. What a wonder you are. Beautiful rose of Sharon. What a wonder you are. Oh, Jesus. What a wonder. What a wonder you are. The light of the tribe of Judah. What a wonder you are. The light of the tribe of Judah, yeah. What a wonder you are. Oh, oh Jesus, what a wonder. The light of the tribe of Judah.
Oh,
yeah, Lord. What a wonder you are. The light of the tribe of Judah. What a wonder you are. Light of the tribe of Judah.
what a wonder you are.
The Bible says, "But when the set time had fully come, God sent his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law." Please join Pastor Colvin as we explore this topic further.
Hear these words from Galatians, the 4th chapter, beginning with verse 4. "But when the set time had fully come, God sent his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law, that we might receive adoption to sonship. Because you are his sons, God sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, the Spirit who calls out, 'Abba, Father.' So you are no longer a slave, but God's child. And since you are his child, God has made you also an heir." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Holy God, we thank you for your goodness and mercy toward us. We thank you for your love that we have experienced as Christ incarnate in this world. Lord God, we thank you for sending your Son so that we might have life and have it more abundantly. We thank you for sending your Son so that we might be heirs. God, I pray that you bless this word, that it be a blessing to those who hear it and who live out its calling. I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditation of every heart is acceptable and pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Amen. Hear the good news. In the fullness of time, God sent his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem all of us born under the law. In the fullness of time, God sent his Son for all of us who struggle to keep the law, for all of us who have sinned and come short of the glory of God, for all of us who fail to reflect the image of God in which we were created. In the fullness of time, God sent his Son for all of us. Some translations say, "when the set time had come." In other words, in God's time, God steps in. In God's time, God steps in. Friends, there have been at least 11 times that I wanted God to step in this year. Times that I wanted God to move on my time. And if time worked like our computers, I would have pressed Control, Alt, Delete, and reset this year a long time ago. I would have reset the year as early as January 28th when my father got his wings and his cowboy hat halo. And then when we canceled the rodeo, it was clear to me and other native Houstonians that 2020 was going to be a problem like we had never seen before. Aggie Man finally understood Houston's pain when the football season was shaped into something unrecognizable. With every postponed game, it became more and more clear that we needed an intervention. Now, of course, you know as well as I do that sports and entertainment were the least of our worries this year. And although these two areas of society cried out for a divine timeout all year long, some days the cries from the streets drowned them out. Each time someone proved over and over again that all lives don't matter, it seemed the time was right for God to step in. And as the virus spun out of control and wearing masks became the equivalent of a political bumper sticker on your face, we could have used an intervention. Some prayed patiently, recalling God's promise, "If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal the land." Some prayed patiently, and some hoped God would move on our time. The good news is, in the fullness of time, when the set time comes, God always steps in. Always steps in and does what only God can do. In the fullness of time, God always steps in and inspires us to do what only we can do. Always steps in with advocates and protesters and vaccines and prayer warriors. The song says he may not come when you want him, but he's always on time. Galatians 4 teaches that when the set time had come, God did what God had been planning to do from the beginning of time for generations and generations. Friends, it's not about our time. The psalmist tells us that 1,000 years in your sight, Lord, are like a day that has just gone by, or like a watch in the night. 1,000 years is but a day. Can you do the spiritual algebra on that? I did, and I had a teenager check my work because I'm a little rusty in my math. But essentially, if 1,000 years equals one day, then this 1 year we've experienced is 1/1,000th of a day. Stay with me. And that fraction of a day is equal to less than 2 minutes. So all year long, all 2020, when we may have wanted God to step in, the Lord may have been saying, "Give me a minute," literally. What has felt like the longest year ever to some of us has been just over a minute to God. Imagine that. One day is like 1,000, and 1,000 but a day. God's ways are not our ways. God's thoughts are not our thoughts. And according to Galatians and the psalmist, it seems God's time is not our time. And still, when the set time comes, God will step in. Just give him a minute. I wonder if any of us are guilty of trying to rush the set time. Do any of us try to force the promises of God before the fullness of time? Friends, there's more good news. Whatever God has promised you is worth the wait. Whatever God has promised is worth the wait. Consider our gospel reading for today. Luke, the 2nd chapter, verses 22 through 40. It tells the story of 2 senior saints who have been waiting for the time when the Messiah would be born and be blessed and dedicated in the temple. Anna was an elderly prophet who, after becoming a widow early in life, stayed in the temple, worshiping, fasting, praying. The day Jesus was dedicated, she was still praising, and she prophesied and spoke of what was yet to come for Jerusalem. Still faithful, trusting God and the promise of God. There was also an elder in the temple named Simeon. The text says he was devout and full of the Spirit, and that the Holy Spirit had told him he would not die before he saw the Messiah. Quick commercial break. I wonder, are we spending enough time in the presence of the Spirit for the Spirit to actually reveal something to us? If the answer is yes, hallelujah. If the answer is no, if we're not sure we recognize the voice of God, if we're not sure that we hear clearly what the promises of God are being spoken over our lives, then we have some Holy Ghost homework to do. I dare you to let 2020 be the last year that you have an inconsistent prayer life. I dare you to let it be the last year that you don't study and learn scripture for yourself. Let 2020 be the last year that you're unsure of what God is speaking to you or what God has promised for you. Cue the music. Commercial break is over. Simeon held fast to the promise. that he would see the Messiah in his lifetime. When he held the baby, he praised God for keeping the promise and allowing him to see the promise of salvation in this child. There's someone among us who's rejoicing like Simeon today because God has kept God's promises to you in 2020. There's someone among us who is yet holding on, praying, fasting, worshiping like Anna. There's someone among us who sees a glimmer of hope today. Not the full promise, but a small blessing growing like a little baby. Friends, hold on to the baby today and celebrate. Hold on to the newborn king. Hold on to the baby Jesus, those baby blessings taking shape in your life, and give thanks that when the set time comes, God steps in. The good news for us is that we don't have to get our lives all together, clean our spiritual stables to enjoy these blessings for Christ to be born in us. It seems that God specializes in chaos. The creation story tells us that. And I was reminded of that when I read this poem. It's called First Coming. God did not wait till the world was ready, till nations were at peace. God came when the heavens were unsteady and prisoners cried out for release. God did not wait for the perfect time. God came when the need was deep and great. God dined with sinners in all their grime, turned water into wine. God did not wait till hearts were pure. In joy, God came to a tarnished world of sin and doubt, to a world like ours of anguish, shame. God came, and God's light would not go out. God came to a world which did not mesh in the mystery of the Word made flesh. The maker of the stars was born. Hear the good news. When the set time came, God did not wait. In the fullness of time, God sent his son to start the adoption proceedings, Galatians tells us. God sent his son to give us full legal standing as children of God. Children and therefore heirs. And although we don't want to be like one of those prodigal sons getting ahead of the game and insisting on our inheritance before the set time, it is good to know what we will inherit so that we can live like children of God. I imagine that the gifts of Advent are a part of our inheritance. Hope that believes beyond belief. Peace that passes all understanding. Joy that the world didn't give to us and the world can't take away. Love that is steadfast and endures. I imagine that the gift of Christ incarnate is part of our inheritance. As John tells us in chapter 1, verse 14, the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us, and we have seen his glory. The glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Have you seen it, Christ's glory? Have you seen it, God's grace? Have you seen it, God's truth? The truth is, the set time has come, and Christ has been sent to all of us just like that first Christmas. The set time has come, and Christ has come to save, redeem, and restore. Christ has come to put our adoption in motion. Friends, what do you need to inherit the most this season? The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The earth and everything in it. So what do you need? There's no reason to hesitate. No reason not to ask our loving Father, because the set time has come. The set time for you to be blessed. The set time for you to be the head and not the tail. The set time has come for you to inherit the promises of God, to have healing in your body and mind. The set time has come for you to be so blessed that your cup runneth over and blesses others. The set time has come for you to hold the baby, just like Simeon. whatever you need, trust and believe the set time has come. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Friends, would you take a moment to pray about how God has spoken to you through this message? Seeds have been planted today. God's word does not return void. It goes out and produces fruit. It accomplishes the purposes for which it was sent. Take time to pray about how God is sending you today.
Thank you for joining us. Special thanks to those who support this ministry with their time, talent, and gifts. If you enjoy this podcast, you can subscribe, share with friends, and on your social media stories. Don't forget to tag us at First United Methodist Church, College Station. Peace and God bless.